Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline, Red Sox manager Alex Cora. Alex is brought to us by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, by Arbella, here for Boston fans, here for good. Alex Cora on the Harbor One Hotline. Alex, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Hanging in there. I know last night was an interesting game because 9-8 was the final. At one point, it was, what, 7-0, 8-0. I know Joely Rodriguez had a bit of a bump in the road, a bad inning, however you want to look at it. How do you put into kind of context what has happened to your team since we last talked when you were all on the road trip?
Well, we've been who we are, right? Kind of like inconsistent, you know. We get into stretches that we play good baseball, and then, you know, the game like yesterday, you know, for the first eight innings, it wasn't great. You know, we didn't pitch, we didn't play good defense, we didn't hit. So, you know, we are where we at, you know, 2 games over .500. Is it great? No. Is it bad? It's not. But obviously, we got to play better. We can say that we're going to get healthy and all that stuff, but with the people that we have in that clubhouse, just, you know, try to improve in certain areas and keep winning series, which is the most important thing.
So, Alex, how concerned are you with Kiki Hernandez and just all the errors that he's piling up?
I mean, the errors are the errors, right? And, you know, yesterday he took a ball in the hole and he threw it away. Then the second one was a tough one, you know. He needs to be better. And, you know, one of the things that we always talk about, and this is the reality of baseball, you know, do we care about the errors or do we care about the defensive run saves, you know? And, you know, when you make a lot of errors, everybody, you know, starts talking about that. But obviously there's other metrics that come into play. And he's been solid, actually, the last 2 months. I know he went through that route early in the season. You know, he made this two, and obviously it's going to be a topic. One of the things that we always talk about him, you know, just be an athlete at shortstop. But, yeah, you know, I mean, he's been throwing the ball away throughout the season. You can't hide that fact. But there's other aspects of defense that he's brought to the equation. You know, he's getting to some balls that, you know, he can get to it. And we just got to roll with him. Obviously, we're going to get healthy. And, when Trevor comes back, he's going to be a shortstop at the Red Sox. I don't know when that's going to happen, but as of now, Kiki is going to keep playing short.
So is there any sense of urgency to sort of tweak that position at all? I know Marcelo Mayer has gone up. Looks like he might not hit the bigs till next year. You mentioned Trevor Story, but that might be late in the year. So is there any – or maybe even, Alex, at some point might there be a sense of urgency for you to shake up that position a little bit?
I mean, as of now, this is the personnel that we have. You know, we don't have another guy that can play short. Chan was, you know, was playing shortstop almost every day when he got hurt. Obviously, with his rehab, he didn't go the way we wanted to. So he's back with us, and we're going to make sure he's at full strength before we send him again. You know, he's been complaining about certain swings in certain spots of the strike zone that is bothering him. But, you know, when he was playing shortstop, he played at an elite level. And, you know, when he comes back, we'll see how we handle the position.
You know, Gresh mentioned Mayer. Obviously, he gets elevated to AA. His first game is today, like around 11-something, I'm thinking. He's batting third. I mean, how much will you pay attention to that? Like, are you just got bigger things going on?
No, obviously, I pay more attention to the big league level. But we get reports on a daily basis, and you take a look at it and see how they're doing from, you know, all the way from the Dominican Summer League all the way to AAA. And he's our number one prospect. He's at AA right now. From Portland to here, it's just a drive, right? And, you know, he's been playing good baseball. He's a good offensive player. That's what everybody's saying. But defensively, running the bases, very smart, very efficient. And in the clubhouse, he's been amazing. I had the opportunity to have him a few games in the dugout and spring training the last 2 years, and you can tell, you know, and this guy, He's solid. He's very good. And we just got to be patient.
Alex Cora, Red Sox manager with Gresha and Fourier. He's with us on the Harbor One hotline. Hey, I know on Saturday you have a doubleheader, 1:10 and then 6:10 p.m. How, Alex, does that change anything for you over the next couple of days in terms of how you use pitchers, how you use lineups? Is that something that you have to think about here on a Wednesday, how you're going to get through the doubleheader on Saturday?
Not really. We got a plan in hand for the pitching department for that day. We got an extra player for it. So, you know, we just got to make sure, you know, we win the series against the Reds, and then we'll be ready for the Rays. We got Monday off, which helps. So, you know, the plan is in place. We just got to make sure, quote unquote, we're healthy all the way through the Tampa series.
So the one thing I was thinking about, and I don't know, you tell me how you feel about this. And maybe it's just, I don't know, just a thing for me. It's like I'm looking at the standings and, you know, the Red Sox are in last place in the AL East, which seems kind of like, I don't know, like disrespectful in a way to say, they're in last place. When I look at the AL Central or the NL Central, hell, they'd be battling for first place. Does that bug you at all when you see that and how people represent the team? Like, even though, like, you're in last place, that you still got to, you know, better than most team.
No, not really. We understand where we're at in the standings. Like I always said, you know, it's right in front of you in the monster, right? You can't hide the fact that we are in last place in the East, but you know, there's a lot of ways there's more ways now to make it to October. And that's what we're shooting for. And I think we've been solid as far as like winning series. When we lose series, we really lose them, right? We've been swept, what, 4 times out of the 5 series we have lost. We have to avoid that, you know. And, you know, like I said, we just got to be ready for today. Paxton on the mound, sell tomorrow, win this series, be ready for Tampa. But, you know, right now, if you look around, there's a lot of good teams. If you look at the AL West, you know, there's 4 teams over 500, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, parity is at its best. I think baseball, as far as like, you know, the competition component, you know, like every single day you face good pitching. You know, the guy yesterday, he was really good against us. And, you know, the Reds have won, what, 5 in a row. So it's just a tough league, a tough tournament, but you just got to be better.
All right. Well, so, you know, Alex, I'm going to the game today. Okay. So I'm going to let you know that. I have my nephew, Preston Chelsea, will be playing the trumpet. He will be doing the national anthem. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
So if I roll out there in full uniform.
Oh, Jesus.
A full uniform. If I grab what? I mean, this
Alex,
and I bring my glove. And I bring my glove.
As soon as he heard extra player, he thought it was tonight.
Well, I just figured, like, you know, maybe there's a need at the third baseline, first base.
He's been trying to get on the field since like 2021 or something, you know, like, as a bold guy, you know, like
bold
boy or whatever.
Ooh, I brought my glove one day and he was ripping my glove because he thought it was, he's like, oh, that's a softball glove. I don't know, it's like, it's a glove.
It's a glove for a big-handed person.
Yeah, I got a big hand. I wanted a big glove.
You should go upstairs, you know, with EEI and do like an inning. In and a half, or I don't know.
You need. I keep asking you to help me out with that. Well, you got a co-sign on it.
We got Lou up there. Is Lou doing the game tonight?
No, he's not doing the game till like New York. He's got like June 9th.
Lou's on the seventh hole. Lou's on the seventh hole at Framingham Country Club already.
Yeah.
What a life, huh? What a life.
Things have changed for him, no question. Alex, thanks for the time as usual. We appreciate it. Sorry that Fourier tried to push himself on you.
That's going
to
happen.
Maybe what we just got to do is get him in for a batting practice. Oh, my God.
I'll do that, too.
Oh, now that would actually be kind of fun because he would be good at it.
Be great.
You would be.
I will come sit right next to you. And just...
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome. Who is it?
Okay, guys.
Who is it? Andy thanks, Fox Alex. Down there? Whatever. Are you going to bump Foxy out of there? Alex, thank you.
All right, later. All
right, we'll take care, guys.
We'll
have
see
you.
There goes Alex Cora, manager of the Red Sox, with us on the Harbor One Hotline.
He promised me years ago that he would make that happen. They won the World Series. Oh, he promised me that I could be the third base or first baseline. Now they got the netting up there. I could suck at that job and still get it done. I got my own glove. I'll dress up in full uniform like all the other managers and coaches do. I'll be just like one of the players.
T-shirt underneath with a jacket.
Yeah, yeah. You as a ball boy?
I'd go full stirrups, though. I'd put the stirrups on.
Have you ever seen the episode of Seinfeld where Kramer was a ball boy at the U.S. Open? If you haven't, that's what I envision with you.
Try hard.
There'd be an international incident.
It's fine.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.